red wine and generally moped around, licking the wounds of his latest failed romance. He'd also managed to distract himself with one or two fleeting relationships. But as always, when he hadn't painted for a while, he was starting to feel uncomfortable, right down to his bones. But the plan was ready. So when the funding approval finally landed on his hall floor, it was too late for excuses. He went straight out to buy what he needed: paints, canvases, and a set of quality brushes. He rang the elderly woman who rented out her house and trouser to members of his artist association. The house was perfect, totally secluded, and with a little jetty leading out into the sea. "Oh, I'm really sorry, but it's already rented out, right through till the end of autumn." He was furious with himself for not booking earlier. It wasn't as if he'd just decided on this. It was what had kept him going while he was doing all that tossing around and partying lately. He was going to go away and work round the clock. If all went well, he'd had the project finished in a month. "I've got another place, a little old crofter's cottage just north of Ludvika. Would you be interested in that at all?" It was a bit of a mental leap to change his plans from the coast to the northern interior. He loved the sea. He'd been looking forward to walking down the beach, feeling those early autumn winds and tasting the salt and seaweed in the air. But the idea of something different, a little forest hideaway in Dalarna, well, why not? He always went south to the Med when he got free time, so he had seen very little of Sweden above Stockholm. To be honest, he didn't really think he was missing much, but he decided to go and find out. He just had to get some work done, and for that he needed peace and quiet. Dalarna would definitely give him that. Absolute middle of nowhere, and a million miles from any possible temptations. A few hours later, he had got the key, packed his car, and was on his way. He decided to take a little detour via Örebro first, to call in on some old friends who lived in a big old wooden house. He thought it'd be nice to have a few beers and a chat about old times before going into isolation. However, it turned out the collective had grown. There were now 10 people from 5 different countries: Denmark, Holland, Italy, Sweden, and the Republic of Örebro, according to Tim, the American video artist. Tim had never felt quite so at home as he did now in Örebro. In short, things were a bit livelier than expected. After much eating, drinking, and banter, Pelle got out his guitar, and a big sing-song was soon underway. Everyone wanted him to play their own favourites, but they sang along to whatever came up as best they could. After an hour or so, the frantic guitarist's fingers were close to bleeding. So despite loud protests, he was forced to stop playing. Then they ran out of wine. The wand that lived in the house went around and dug out every drop of liquor they could find. This turned out to be quite a lot. Gabriel enjoyed a whiskey or two and was soon kissing and cuddling with a Danish woman. Nothing more happened, though. He got bored listening to her. She wouldn't stop talking. He felt too drunk anyway and ended up falling asleep on the sofa. He awoke next morning feeling really hungover. His head throbbed, his mouth was dry, and his tired mind was spinning with self-critical thoughts, mainly about he still hadn't learned to say no to the whiskies and shots that always turn up at the end of a night like that. Everyone seemed to be in the same condition. It wasn't till about 2 o'clock that Tim and an Italian girl went out to buy some things for brunch, and the remaining bodies started to shift. After a long shower and a several-hour brunch, he finally felt capable of continuing his journey. By that time, the rest of the household had started to slide into a state of giddy semi-drunkenness again, and the Danish girl was snugging a guy from Holland. Gabriel gave everyone a hug.